we head over to Studio 2A for the next hour, be joined by Skin Theory. So, without further ado, take it away.
Could I say you cared about me? You were gone before anyone knew what we shared in envy. I've been distracted since you passed. No one to unclasp the goggles from my eyes.
On the edges of the foreskin, I fell to my feet to the viscous grown newborn tree that, in moments, makes it a little hard to breathe, let alone speak. Gentle, I'll kiss you so softly since a new coat full of doors has locked away the sphincter. Oh, this decade has coiled to split in two, the 2,000 mile long tube. What's it?
Thank you.
try to have it both ways, but I could no longer set myself aside. And those closest to me didn't recognize I lived two quarter lives.
Birds so paraclete come and
dying waits to walk to the shore, though you don't know what for. I'll see myself out his life. My doubts, the choice. You couldn't you feel no shame? Your coat rips through the door. Who demanded taste with an ill-tilt grin, slapped a lash by the terrors of his figure to lack. Oh, but a passion inside of what I see. Blazing, obtusely weathered, state of decay within all vista.
Tuned into 91.3 KXEI Tucson. My name is Matt Milner, and I am live in Studio 2A with Skin Theory. Thank you.
Hi, Matt.
So much. Wow.
Thank you.
Wow, that was a lot. All squeezed into the first set. I feel like we got a whole hour of music in there. That was so great.
Thank you.
So, all right. Well, let's begin at the beginning. Tell us a little bit about yourselves. We'll go around the room. Let us know who you are and what you're playing tonight. I think everybody's got a microphone within shouting distance.
We do.
All right.
I'm Micah, and I play the guitar, and I play some flute, and I sing sometimes, and I do things like that along those lines.
My name is Nico, and I play bass, and I sing.
My name is Trey. I play keyboard, saxophone, sometimes guitar, and then sometimes I sing as well.
My name is Adon, and I play drums, and I sometimes play clarinet when the other reeds allow me to.
Well, I would love to hear about the history of the group. How did you all meet each other and start playing?
We love to tell this story.
Can we disrupt our order for this one? Go.
Yeah. Okay, so Adon and I met because both of our mothers worked at the Jewish History Museum down by Five Points.
Uh-huh.
And I'd heard tell of someone who was into weird freak music in Tucson, and I was like, I need to find this person, and I need to make them my my friend. And so we obsessively played music together for so long, and couldn't get a band to stay together until we found these guys in February of last year.
I met Nico at a show that he was playing at after a difficult point in my life, and I went to a show, and the first show that I went to, Nico played a little bit of a little bit of Basketball Shoes by Black Country New Road on guitar. In between playing guitar for other songs, and I was like, gave me the courage. I was like, okay, I know that song. I can go ask him about it. He seems cool.
Yeah.
So we kind of talked a little bit, and Nico was trying to kind of get away from me because he was trying to pack up, and I was trying to like inquire. But then I was like, okay, give me your Instagram. Come jam. And then I invited Micah to that jam, and it turns out that Nico was a fabulous bass player, which we were drums and guitar. Yeah. And then
the way me and Trey met is way funnier. I had just known of Trey from being really popular on online music rating boards.
Oh boy.
That I was really into during quarantine. And so I'd kind of known his face, and then I was in line for King Gizzard at the Rialto like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, there's no way that's Trey from these online music. Trey likes bands.
Oh gosh.
From RYM. And so I went up to him and I was like, is that you? And he's like, yeah.
I was like, terrified. It was the first time somebody had ever just come up to me and like I had no clue who they were, but they knew a lot about me.
Yeah.
And I was like, hi.
You were famous.
I don't know about that, Nico.
Yeah, and then we just kind of ended up being in the same local music circles and then playing together. And then when Adon invited me, I was like, I know Trey wants to play as well. Mm-hmm. He's been wanting to play with me, and that's how the band started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And many months of struggle and just doldrum and story after that.
Road trips.
Nice
failed
times.
Tours.
Well, failed financially.
Emotionally constructive.
But we've been together for a year now.
Yeah. Well, so I've been asking bands that question since 2011. Wow. That might be my favorite answer that I've ever gotten. That was that you were choreographed as well in terms of the handoffs. It was wonderful. What's telling to me about it, though, is I think that it's interesting that you mentioned Black Country New Road, because that was something that in listening to the first set felt like I was hearing bits of that just sense of drama and dynamics and all of that. And so not surprised to hear that somewhere in the soup there of influences maybe. But what came across in the answer more than anything was just your enthusiasm for playing with each other. It comes through so clearly in the way you play. And so I'd love to talk about process. So, you know, we've heard about how you found each other, but once you found each other and started playing, I mean, were you bringing songs that you'd had from other projects or kernels of songs? Was it all collaborative? Like, how did we get to the point where we've got what we heard in that first set?
These are great questions.
All of the above, depending on the song.
Yeah.
A lot of the time someone brings in a full fragment, and we kind of arrange it, is what happened a lot. I think with all of those songs, except for the first one, were kind of done that way. The first one was tweaked a lot more and was more
just newer,
written by Adon.
Yeah.
That's one of the newer ones, slightly newer. And we have a few new. We have one we've never played before live tonight that we'll show you guys.
Yeah.
Anyone
It'll
listening?
It'll be the second time we played it live.
Is it?
We played it on Friday.
No, we didn't.
Wait, you're delusional. Sorry, I mix up songs. That's my bad.
But overall, we had a lot of songs at the beginning that we just like don't touch anymore because we're kind of embarrassed by them, I guess. I don't really know. We've written better songs at this point, so we play those and we kind of like, you know, shut out the older ones and like pretend they don't exist a little bit. But that process in the beginning was really important for us, just like fostering our band dynamic and relationship and growing as friends. So I do cherish those songs for that. And like these here are really like a collaborative sense of just like all of our sounds in one full like piece and one full sound.
Curious, in terms of your musical backgrounds, did like before you found each other, did you have jazz backgrounds? Did you have what was your initial training? Because you're all not only technically proficient, but multi-instrumentalists as well. Lots of winds in the room right now. So what are your backgrounds?
So I think this is an interesting dynamic that we have. where I was raised in a musical family, but they, well, Trey was as well.
Yeah.
You were raised, your parents are musicians? No, nope. Not at all, you're but you were raised me. With music a yeah. lot. And Nico and Micah really came to it, like a lot on their own. But Nico was, you were in programs
there
and had
instruments
lessons
in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did piano lessons yeah. in fourth grade once. I hated it.
But I think I was sort of forced into it more mm-hmm. than the rest of them.
That's true.
We were all had like lots of stuff around us that enabled yeah. us to become musicians, yeah. but I was deaf. My dad is a piano teacher mm-hmm. and forced me to take piano lessons and forced me to take drum lessons, and I'm extremely grateful, but I do think my relationship with music is a little different because of that.
Yeah.
I think I have maybe less wonder in our creative process, and I'm a little bit more on the technical mm-hmm. side of mm-hmm. making things happen. But there's room for wonder even with that.
Who brings the sense of wonder?
Micah. I think Micah does.
Well, I brought the wand. I brought the staff.
But oh yeah, there is a
staff.
We have the staff in here, gifted to me by a strange magician or druid or something on the side of 6th and Tool.
Wow.
And he was just there with this giant like yucca tree or something.
Uh-huh.
And
what was
the staff. He said his name was Jesus.
Jesus.
Wow. Mm. So if anyone hears sort of that buzzing in the room, it's the staff.
It's probably got some kind of interference pattern.
Yeah. A lot of energy. Well, let's get back into another set, and then we'll chat again. We can do two, three songs before the next set.
Two.
All right.
With a little improvisation.
All right. So before we get into this next one, you're listening to Skin Theory here on 91.3 KXEI Tucson, and we'll be with them until the top of the hour.
Went to a song that we're putting out on the 29th on Spotify is us.
Yeah.
Our first song. And then we're going to play a new... They're both new songs. These are our newest songs at the moment. Fresh off the grill.
Thank you. into each crack. Blue on yourself, I just shamed by the tidings of a brother. Let's stop getting harder and aim for another. Make me cry around the throat that's been thrown beneath the boat and set on the respective side of the ear. Red-suckled plover.
Cross my neck. If they never see the snow, may its valleys reject. Envenomed disorders block the sun. My performer carrying lethal injection. I cannot repair the feverish right, screams fury into the night, it cries its slurry. I know what it is, a never-ending decay. Showed me a photo I could not understand. Her limbs and upstairs down the staircase. Mycelium eyes grown over towers of isolation, stripped away from her half-weakling torso. She's alive like me, and her hands make me worry. Her hands make worry. Her hands make worry. Her hands make worry.
Thank you.
You're tuned into 91.3 KXCI Tucson. My name is Matt. I'm live in Studio 2A with Skin Theory. Thanks again for coming down tonight.
Thank you for having us, Matt.
Thank you.
So you teased before that last set that you've got a song coming out on streaming services at the end of the month. You said the 29th?
The 29th, yes.
29th. All right, so first recorded single that's being released?
Yes. Yep. Very exciting.
Yeah.
First one released officially.
Yeah. Okay, there's some bootlegs floating around.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Many. That have been scrubbed from the internet. Are probably in the hard drives of a few.
Yeah. So when did you record that?
A couple weeks ago, really. I think
probably about a month ago.
Well, maybe the recording, but mixing.
We probably recorded it towards the, you know, we do things in a weird time schedule. We recorded it like less than a month ago, at the end of February. I engineered it in the music room that we use as our practice space, the mine and Micah's house. And
the address is?
And the address is. we engineered it there, and we basically spent a week with everyone coming in and out. It was before Micah moved in, so everyone was coming in and out like crazy, and I was just there the whole time, 50 or maybe like 50-ish hours that week, and then mixing it, going crazy, because it's a crazy song. It's weird. It's, I don't know what it is, really. So hopefully I figured some of it out when I mixed it, but it's, you know, it's up on DistroKid awaiting a release.
It's even got a cover.
It's got a cover
by our friend Ezra. Shout out Ezra. Really good cover.
But yeah, it's weird. It's heavy. It's contemplative. It's dynamic.
Yeah.
It's happy.
It's sad. It's happy. It's strong,
it's
yet it's
good,
weak.
It's bad.
It's good, yet it's bad.
It contains a lot of opposites.
Multitudes.
Contains multitudes, indeed. How did you decide that was going to be the first song?
It was really hard.
Man, Matt, yeah. It was a while.
A lot of talking.
I don't really know why, still, to be honest.
I think they want me to answer it. Yeah. I think... And when I say I definitely mean I. Maybe not. Maybe I'm not speaking for the whole band. But I thought it was definitely the best for our first, for the material that we had. It was the best thing to put out as our first single, because we didn't necessarily want to put out immediately an album or anything. Mm-hmm. We just wanted to put out a little piece of music, and that's what I thought.
It's short.
Yeah, it's short.
Under three minutes. 255.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, love it.
Yeah,
it's dense. Dense 3 minutes.
Yeah, real dense 3 minutes.
So, are you doing anything to commemorate the release into the world?
We are playing at Club Congress the 30th, right after that, something called Floozy Flea, which is like a flea market over there. Uh-huh. We actually played, that was our very first show, 1 year and a couple days.
3 days.
In three days. 1 year and 3 days, we're counting. In 2023, that was our very first show. So we're kind of like... It's like our 1 year Fluziversary kind of thing. And it's coming out the day before, and it couldn't be better timing, honestly.
Yeah. Well, happy Fluziversary to you all.
Thank you.
That's great. So, and, you know, now that you've got one that's in the queue ready to come out, I mean, are you already thinking about...
Yes.
Yeah. Jump the gun, I mean.
Yeah. So are you thinking another single? Are you thinking an EP? I mean, what's in the horizon?
I think we want to do the second song we played today, June. Mm-hmm. That's a real tight one as well. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of it, I'd love to not engineer it, to be honest. So once we have if we ever get a budget or anything resembling a budget, if we ever make enough money off of any shows to break even on anything, maybe we'll, you know, do a nice retreat. Retreat out to the mountains and record an album. We're playing kind of album length set today. That's cool. We'll keep writing.
Well, I know that we've got a couple more we want to squeeze in at least. Before we get to that, though, I can't pass on the opportunity to talk a little bit about camp. That I'd love to hear about. What, if any, role being involved in college radio has had and the rest of musical life?
Yeah. So CAMP is the university's student-run radio station. Right now I'm the programming director there, so I set up all the shows and stuff. I've been in camp since my freshman year. I'm at the end of my junior year now, and it's really like a really safe space for just artists and creatives at the university. And I wouldn't be in this band without camp, because I was going to the King Gizzard concert, sure. The King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard concert.
You had press?
Press. We get press for camp sometimes. Yeah. And I don't think I would be at that concert if I didn't get like that free ticket. I don't know. I was in the trenches financially during that time. So getting a free ticket to a concert was really nice. And to have press and to have camp just backing the whole thing. It's just a really, really important space. And I cherish it a lot. Yeah. And it's really important for the university in so many ways. And it just provides a really safe space for artists and creatives.
Yeah, that's awesome. How is college radio different now than it was I got my start in college radio as well, and it was in an era before sort of the ubiquity of streaming services and things like that, right? Radio still is kind of like a music discovery source. But in this world, how do students in particular have a different relationship to camp? Like, is it a source of discovery? Is it a source of community? What's the role that it plays on campus?
On campus, it's the biggest is a community, definitely. It's a community of just a lot of weird people, all the weirdos. They come together. We talk about music at the meetings. The meetings go for a little long, I will say. But overall, it's a really nice community of people. And I think that's the most important thing that it serves as well as just like discovering what college can be and what college is all about, because it's just such an eclectic group.
Yeah.
And like, you can get people from journalism. You can get people from like visual arts and theater. It's a lot of the arts stuff, but it's just an eclectic group of people.
Very cool. Very cool. So if folks want to be able to keep track of what's going on in the world of Skin Theory, what's the best way to do that?
Skin.theory.band on Instagram. Instagram.
Yes. Yeah. That is our main place right now.
Skin Theory on Bandcamp. We have a Bandcamp page. The pre-release is pre-released?
Nope, not yet. But we will be on Bandcamp very soon.
Cool.
Yes. Skin.theory.band on Instagram is where we have most of our updates right now.
Yes.
We're making a Facebook right now.
Great.
If you don't have Instagram or of the older crowd.
We have a Facebook as well.
We have a Facebook.
Skin Theory.
We just haven't done anything with it yet.
Yeah, but you can find it.
Yeah,
you can look. You can really look at it.
We're walking down a hill on
it. It's kind of a white page.
Yeah.
Might have like a picture.
Might have a picture.
One picture.
Maybe.
You got to have a Facebook for the parents.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's good. We make music.
Yeah.
We definitely make music
that
parents
old people
love.
Old people like. My parents really like it. Maybe they're listening.
Yeah.
All right, one more set here from Skin Theory, taking us out on Locals Only.
By the source, can see it if you try. In the sky, Saturn rides his horse along the bitter coast. You can see it if you try in a eye. Lie on your back, wait for the ailing sun. What has the world become? Lie on your back, wait till the day is gone. Walk out the door, another has begun. Wasting away precious hours of the day, slipping through your fingers as it falls away. Dropping in the dirt, all your wasted time. I know I can tell you how I wanna spend some sacred side or vermin scamper about. Our soft grass hold knew the knowing touch. Small spot I'm glad to find. The tender voice lifts me off my feet, but to toil on in one true way. This songbird croaks such a different tune, one line through the sun and the moon. Of this world too far to make certain, too close to reject, but it lives within me. I'll wait and wonder, knowing true my seven walls sing only for you. It's not too late to hear a voice like that. I'll give my soul in to have a few guys. Coveted bedsheet, in dreams made to forget, the words remain in life, absolve from the sky. Where I stand against the grace of the coward.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks.
That was Skin Theory live in Studio 2A with an incredible performance.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We've got a few more minutes, so let's chat a little bit more if it's all right with you.
Well, let's do it.
Where everybody catches their collective breaths, right?
I'll take my bass off.
Yeah, please go ahead. One thing that we didn't get a chance to talk too much about, you made a reference to having sort of shared participation and similar circles in the Tucson music scene. And so I'd love to talk a little bit about how you got engaged in the Tucson music scene. Like, did each of you grow up in Tucson or did any of you move here?
I'm from Tucson. Everyone else moved here at a certain point.
I moved here when I was 10, like 8 years ago?
Yeah.
Or maybe I was 11, I don't know. Micah moved here, you were...
I was 17, fresh 17.
17, okay. A year and a half ago.
And I'm a Phoenix baby, and I moved here for college.
Okay.
Yeah. When I was 18.
So how did each of you find your music scene?
I did originally because I was in a high school bands, mainly Tucson High, originally. And then after that, people just started asking me, hey, do you want to play drums for this? Because there's a drummer shortage.
Yeah.
Usual, everywhere.
Nico and I are competing. Nico, yeah.
And then eventually that ended up in me playing a show that someone asked me to play and Adon seeing me at that show, and it ended up in me not really playing in five bands anymore.
Yeah.
And mainly only playing in this one.
Nico's the heartthrob.
Where was that show?
That show?
Yeah.
When?
Where?
That was at Club Congress.
Oh, okay. I was trying to segue into talking about Groundworks.
Oh, yeah. Because
I think we would
totally.
Okay. The second time I saw Nico before we had the practice was at a Groundworks show because I wanted to start volunteering there. Nico was doing sound there. And I was like, oh my God, I met you like 3 days ago. Let's hang out.
Totally not stalking him.
I was definitely. I knew his address. I maybe knew his mom's name, but
I still don't know his mom's name. I heard it a bunch of times. I just can never remember it.
Shout out, Mom.
But Groundworks, I think Skin Theory is greatly in debt to
to Groundworks, and especially Logan Green.
Shout out Logan Green, yes. Greatest member of Tucson.
An angel, an angel walking among us, and he's ginger and he's sweet and he loves Polar Pop and
in that order.
He's a great guy, and I'm really happy that he's kept having us around Groundworks, because it's really fun to play there, and you get to meet a lot of interesting people, and obviously, like, you get to hear other people's work, which is the exciting part of playing in a music scene, is seeing what other people are doing, I think, a lot of the time. Mm.
Groundworks is really the most accessible venue. Really anyone, like, it's targeted ages 14 through 22 or 24, I think. And it's really, really great for people who are in middle school and high school to be able to have professional performing music experiences. You get paid. You have a green room. It's extremely nice.
A real green room.
Better experience than most venues we've played at.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
In and out of Tucson.
Yes.
Love Groundworks.
Was that place Oakland Secret? Let's not talk about that.
Shout out Oakland Secret.
I don't think any of the descriptors are appropriate for the radio. no, I like them. But yeah, Groundworks, lifeblood of the Tucson music scene. I think fostering a new generation of musicians and creatives. And there's some really lovely, really fantastic musicians around.
Check out Lunar Excursion Module or any of Rowan Lunar Excursion Module's brother. They're like a sibling duo of like insane musical creativity, and it's really cool to see.
They're fantastic.
They're amazing. We see them at our grilled cheese establishment sometimes.
Also, shout out Benny.
Shout out to Benny.
Another local musician and roommate.
Yeah. Incredible contemporary blues, rock, emo, everything.
Yeah. Country and folk, too.
Yeah.
Glad to be able to give a shout out to Groundworks. We appreciate what they do for the Tucson music scene and for youth in Tucson. So thanks to Groundworks. And thanks to Skin Theory.
Thank you.
You've been listening to them for the last, for the last hour. Go to kxci.org. In the coming days, we'll have a link to be able to re-listen to this performance as well. But that does it for us tonight.